If you'd like to read with us in the 28th chapter of Genesis. I want to start reading at the 11th verse, and this is where Isaac and Rebekah sent sent Jacob off to find him a wife. And Jacob, on his journey, he got late and he found him a place to sleep. And I want you to listen to this in this 11th verse. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascended and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Then if you'll drop down to the 18th verse. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. Now, I can remember reading this as a kid, and I can remember hearing Dad preach upon this and thinking, you know, how uncomfortable it must have been for him to be laying down there on a rock for a pillar, for a pillow, and to find some sleep. And, you know, you would think if a man was wanting to be comfortable, a rock would not be what he'd be thinking about laying his head on. But yesterday, as I was waiting at the end of our driveway for Daryl to come back after taking going and getting a trailer, and I had stood there underneath a mimosa tree, smelling the blossoms of it and watching the hummingbirds, and I was tired and my leg bothered me a little bit, and I looked around for a place to lay down, and there was a nice smooth place there on the ground, and I laid down, but it was so flat with nothing under my head, it was very uncomfortable because of my back problems. And I looked and there was a little curve in the ground, and at the top of it, right next to a fence post, was a rock. And I laid down on that and put my head on that rock. And this scripture come to my mind because actually, the way it was curved, it was very comfortable. And I realized laying my head on that rock was no harder than a pillow because after all, your head sinks in far enough to support it. And it did not feel any harder than a pillow. And maybe it was just the way the curve of it was, but it was comfortable. And what come to my mind was thinking about America looks around for comfort that we see with our eyes. Something that looks comfortable for us. And that's what we go for. And that flat, smooth place in the grass was what looked comfortable till I laid down upon it. But that it looked like it wouldn't be comfortable was where I found the comfort. Enough to doze off to sleep for just a few minutes. And you and I today, in America, we look for comfort. But the things that are comfortable to our eyes here,
if not what's going to sustain us, if not what we're going to see, the real comfort is the things that we need, and it's not that we need this body to be so comfortable in it. We need to stir it up a little bit, boy. If God can speak to it, He can get our attention, and here He laid His head upon the rock to sleep. He fell down. It was a place where God could communicate to it. It might not have been that that somebody else would have chosen, but it was that He needed, and it was a place where God began to speak to it, and there is no one to it. What the future held.
And you and I today in America, we are so comfortable that we sleep so sound. We are so comfortable that our mind is so occupied with other things, we don't give God a chance to speak unto us. And because that we're so concerned about our comfort, a lot of times we miss out on the thing that is the very best for us, and the place where God would really have us to be. If you look today, I can remember back as a kid, some of the best services that I was ever in. The house was so hot that you sat there, everybody had fans. Back then, funeral home flashed out fans, and they had their advertisement on it. And you go in every church around, hearing those fans in every funeral, where the people, the fans themselves, those that were playing, they might have a window fan or something, taking some out, or bringing some in. But a lot of times they didn't even have screens on the window, and the house, the lights at night, there'd be bugs and everything flying around. I've even been in a church where bats would come in and be flying around, but people wasn't worried about these things. They were worried about a place where they could come together and worship God. Come and praise God for all of His goodness and what He had done. They weren't concerned about the comfort of His body.
If they were, they had been sitting at home in an easy chair somewhere or another. But they was concerned about what their soul needed. And it mattered not if this body was a little uncomfortable. They come with a hunger and a desire to get what the inner man needed. And they put what was bothering the outer man out of the way. And, you know, I can remember hearing Dad say, you know, people sitting there fanning themselves and thinking, oh, it's so hot, it's uncomfortable, that they should be the preacher for a little while, up preaching and working. Well, this day and time, the way a lot of them preach, it wouldn't have been no different, because they never get excited, they never put out any effort. But I've seen Dad come out of a service that when he put his coat on, his suit coat, by the time he walked to the door, it was already wet. He could only wear a suit a time or two and then send it to the cleaner, because it was so, had so much perspiration in it. And I've seen a lot of times in the summer when it would go drying out in the suit, you could see the salt ring from where he had sweated. What made the difference? It wasn't because he was anything special. It was because he was willing to sacrifice his body for that that God had for him. He wanted to hear what God had to say, and he was willing to speak that that God give him. You and I today, we're so concerned about being comfortable that we never take time out to hear what the Lord is trying to say to us.
Here is Jacob was laying there all night upon this stone for a pillow. The Lord was communicating to him. And Jacob was seeing some things that
you know, myself, I'd be glad to lay on a rock all night long to see what he saw. But if God told most people in America, if you will lay on this stone all night, I'll reveal something to you. Most people in America say, well, I don't need to know it. I'm okay. And we need to know what God's got to speak to us. And, you know, here, as God revealed unto him just what a blessing that he had out in the future for him to look forward to, and it was all because of what Abraham had done. God was carrying out the promise that he made to Abraham. You know, but you'll find, if you trace it all the way down through, you'll find because of the disobedience of the line of Abraham, they missed out upon a lot of blessings that God had there for them, that they missed. Look at all of those there in the Israel as they come out there up from the land of Egypt and they wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Why? Because God had a blessing there of his promised land for them to go into. But because of their lack of faith and belief, they ever once died, they didn't get to go in. It was only the they had the faith to believe that God was able to move her, that God blessed to be able to go into that land. You and I today, God stands ready to give. See all the people of America the blessing that he promised us to her, but he's waiting for those that got faith to believe. When we look around today in our nation, we're willing to accept anything rather than the standard that God has laid down. I heard them talking on the radio this week about the things that's going on in America. And they know that the so-called preacher, if we can just get into this thing, that they'll just turn around and end up tolerating it. They won't really stand up and speak out against it. But God's word is already spoken. God is still looking for those that's willing to stand in the chair, make up the head, cry loud and spare God. And you and I today, it might mean that we're going to be a little uncomfortable if we do it. But, you know, if we want the blessings of God, and we want the comfort and the promises that God has given for out there in the future, we can't worry about today except being obedient unto God. Don't worry about what it costs us. You know, look at Paul. Look at, well, not just him, all of the men in the Bible. Every one of them paid a price for their stand for God. From the old prophets all the way into the New Testament, when they stood for the Word of God, they paid a price. You know, today, people tell you, if things ain't going right for you, it's because you're not living right for God. You know, the world, they love their own. They'll just praise them to the highest. But that one that's standing on what God said, you know, they'll cause them as much trouble as they can. Why? Because they don't want to hear it. They don't want to accept it. And it may be that back in the Bible, you can read where men were locked up in prison. They was beaten. They was a little bit of everything done to them because they believed God. They stood upon his word. And they was not willing to give on that they might be comfortable, they took their stand. And you'll find, well, look at Daniel there. He knew that the decree had been signed. He knew every bit of that, but he still went and prayed.
three times a day as he had done before. Why? He had faith to believe in a God that was able to deliver. But if he wasn't, he wasn't going back down. The three Hebrew children, the same thing. They knew that God was able to deliver. They told the king that. But if he won't, we're still not going back. God delivered them, and God delivered Daniel, didn't he? Why? Because they believed. It wasn't, you know, don't you know that the devil was telling these men how uncomfortable that fire was going to be when they were being bound to be thrown in? But you don't hear a thing about them being uncomfortable in there. If there was any shouting going on, it was because of that fourth man that was walking around in there with them. He was giving them something to shout about, and it wasn't the fire that they were walking in. It was that that they had burning on the inside. That good kind of fire that America is scared to death of today. And you and I, we can look at the men in the Bible that paid a great price for taking their stand for the gospel. And you and I, it was because they come to the place where they wasn't willing to back down and their body paid a price. They was in prison. They were beheaded. They were beat. There was all kinds of things done to them that we would look at today and say, oh, how uncomfortable, how painful that must have been. But yes, God has preserved out there in the future. Pain that man has never known. For those that neglect the plan of salvation. But if we want comfort, we got to be willing to sacrifice here in this world the comfort there for that that God has promised for out there in the future. Not be willing to sell God out that we might have peace and comfort here. Because, you know, God said, I'll go with you all the way even unto the end. And he will provide for us. And he will be there with us to give us the strength to endure that that we couldn't within ourselves. You know, Christ, he said, you know, nobody took his life. He said, he laid it down willingly. And you will find that when it come time for him to be crucified, they didn't have to tie him to that cross. He laid down there and stretched his own hands out for them to nail him there and his feet. Not because it was easy, but because that was what the Father required and that's what it took to redeem me and you. So when we come to the troubles and the trials of this life, we can't look at it and say, Lord, is this going to be easy? We just say, Lord, is this your will? You'll find Christ there in the garden. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Me and you have to come to that same place. And if it means sacrificing this body and our comfort, that we might know what the will of God is and fulfill it, then so be it. You know, I don't know what, I just knew when I went to lay down there on the ground that laying out flat with my back and neck problems I've got was not a possibility. I either had to stand up or find me another place to lay. And when I looked and seen that rock, I thought, well, at least that's up to where it will give me some support on my neck. And when I laid down, just the curve of everything, it was really comfortable. And you and I today, a lot of times we look at something and we'll say, you know, there ain't no way that couldn't be comfortable. And probably a lot of people, if they'd walked by and looked at that, they would have thought, that ain't a good place to lay down because that rock would be awful uncomfortable. But after trying it, I can tell you a difference. Me and you, if we're truly a Christian, we can tell the world after trying God It's the best way to live. God of all comfort, not because He makes it the easiest life, but because of no matter what comes or what goes, He's there to give us the comfort and the peace that we need to see us through. Amen. He's there with the answer even before we call upon Him. You know, you just go through life. I called Carol in Wogra yesterday because I sat down there in a chair and two birds out there in the yard that I have never seen before. It had sort of a brownish red back to it and blue on its head, just as blue as it could be. And here was a bird built identically like it. There, that just all over was this brownish sort of red color, but just a little lighter. And when they got spooked, they flew off, went up there together, and landed. And I told Carol, I said, if you ever seen one of them by itself, you would never think that its mate would look like that. Because they look like totally two different species of birds, as far as the coloring of them. But their body build and everything was the same. And you look at that. Yesterday, looking at the clouds, look at everything as I was looking at the hummingbirds. And I looked at the flower on that tree because it smelled so good and how the hummingbirds was at it. And I couldn't figure out. I've been around them trees a whole lot, but I couldn't figure out where it is that they're sticking their beak in there to get the nectar. And down in that flower, there's a little tiny hole in it, at the bottom of each one of them. And as that hummingbird is going around each one of them, getting just a drop of nectar from it. God created all of this. Such handiwork, such beauty. And He provides for every bit of it. And me and you, we get so worried wondering about what's going to happen tomorrow. How are we going to handle this? How are we going to handle that? If we put it in God's hands, God is able to take care of it. Put our faith and trust in Him and know that when storms and trials arise here, God's got the answer even before we ask. Even before we're looking for it, God's already got the answer there. He's just waiting for us to reach out and take hold of it. Well, we get some song to sing. If maybe you've been failing God because it just didn't seem comfortable or pleasing what He was asking of you, maybe you need to get self out of the way. You know, I don't know what could have been going through Jacob's mind. Maybe he was just so physically wore out. Maybe he, like me, he had some kind of a back problem or something that it wasn't comfortable for him just to lay flat. And he needed something raised to put his head on. And a rock was the only thing there. At least he slept all night long. He dreamed. You know, a lot of times you got to be in a pretty good sleep to be dreaming. Well, the dream that he had here, he woke up from it, and I guess the way it sounds, he realized what a special place that was, and it raised a little bit of fear in him because he thought, surely, this is a place, in other words, where God just communicates everything. Well, you and I, you know, if we get tired enough in body here and we lay down to where we can get everything of this world totally out of our mind, maybe we can get to where we can hear God speaking to me and to you. But as long as we're so comfortable that we don't have time for God, it's hard for Him to speak to us. While we sing, I want to hear what God has to say to you? You know, a lot of people in America, we want to talk to God, but we don't want God to say very much back to us. We want Him to listen to what we have to say, but you know, we don't want to hear much of what God has to say. Have you ever had a person that was like that? When you went to talk to them, all they wanted to do was talk to you. They didn't want to hear anything that you had to say. You know, it isn't long, you get a little irritated and you want to walk off and find somebody else, isn't it? Well, I'm afraid in America today, we've come to the place where we want to talk to God, but we don't want to listen to what God has to say to us. And, you know, until we get to the place where we're willing to listen, God's not going to be listening very much to what we have to say yet. And if we are not getting the answers that we want from God, maybe it's because we're not listening to what He's saying.